Blog Talk Radio.
Spend Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Try a little something different. That's Be Grateful by Walter Hawkins. I don't know if you remember that back in the day. I guess that was some Holy Ghost Gone Folk songs. Well, it was choir songs. But today we're going to do a prayer for our children. Prayer for our children, because our children are going back to school. And some parents have to make decisions whether they're going to homeschool the children, if they're going to put them back in there in the system. It's a very big decision. So let's pray for our children and teachers, and let's lift them up before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive us, all my family, all my classmates, my teachers, and the principals, and all our friends for all our sins, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we ask you to loose your angels into our homes, schools, buses, schools, and playgrounds to force out all of Satan's demonic spirits and strong men, and to force them to go where you wish to send them. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover us, our classmates, teachers, principals, school, home, playground, and family, with the blood of Jesus Christ to protect us. We ask you to loose your angels around us to protect us and to guard us from the enemy. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us and every person we have prayed for today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We're going to get a little word in today because we have 7 minutes. I want to thank all the listeners worldwide. A special shout out to the Philippines. I see they're doing a lot of listening and downloads on this Spend Time with God. We left off on 33. So let's just read 34 Genesis. That's Genesis 34. And we're going to just read the first 5 verses. That's Genesis 34, 1 through 5. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clayed unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto the father Hamor, said, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field. And Jacob held his peace until they were come. You know, we've been reading Genesis talking about Jacob and, you know, how he loved the man's daughters, and he wanted the second daughter, but he had to take the first daughter. He worked in for 7 years, then he worked another. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. I mean, this book is very interesting. Every time I read it, I learn more and more out of it. Well, thanks for the reading of the word today. That was Genesis, chapter 34, 1 through 5. And our prayer was for the children. We have to make a decision for whatever decision to ask God to protect our children and activate the angels and write us straight across the road, the children, the teachers, the bus drivers, the principals, going to do some worship. So no goodbyes. See you later. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God.